So I advocate baby steps. Baby steps.
Ms. Cooper, now you know that in nowadays, you know, women have changed a lot. You know, we have the cougar running around now, and we have the greyhounds running around, and these people believe as though they can have the same role as a male. Now, most males, due to my experience, feel as though, look, you know, this is sex to sex. That's all it is. It's nothing else. Don't read in between the lines. This is it. It's just sex. Now, a lot of women nowadays are feeling the same way. Is this right or wrong?
They can feel that way. And you know what I usually find? The women who can carry that off well are women that are 40 and over. They can do that. Especially ones that have been married before, they're like, oh, please, I am not trying to bite a pig just to get some sausage. But the younger girls are still caught in that matrix of, you know, I need a husband, I need a man, I'm nobody unless I have a man kind of thing. And so they, a lot of them will associate the sex with some kind of relationship. They get the two blended. So I hear what you're saying, but that hasn't been my experience. They think they're doing that, but the fact that they want to text him and call him, and how come you ain't called me, and who else you sleeping with. See, all that shouldn't even come up. If you really were serious about it just being a sex thing, you would not be doing those things. So that's why I'm thinking those women, they're trying to fool themselves. They're lying to themselves, essentially. They're lying to themselves saying, I don't need a relationship. I don't really want one. But, yes, they do. And I was going to talk about that, too. The biggest lies we tell is basically to ourselves.
Well, thank you, sweetheart. I've enjoyed this tremendously, Ms. Cooper. It's been a grand time, girl. I'm going to be listening more often.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, have a blessed day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Ms. Nunes.
Greetings, greetings. This is a wonderful topic, wonderful show. And that was my girl, Devonay. I love her. She always has a lot of insight. She cracks me up. She's a very insightful, wise lady. You know, as I'm listening to your conversation with her and previously, and one of the things that I realized before I got married and things of this nature and dealing in the essence of relationship, a lot of women, if you will, really care. The reason, you know, when you talk about this whole lie aspect of reality, and this goes for men too, I think the reason why a lot of people do this is because we carry baggage from our childhood, if you will. And I'm thinking in my instance, as an individual where their biological father was not around, I had a stepfather, but my biological wound, if you will, from my father, I carry that into myself and carry that into my relationship as a young girl, because I'm, you know, 40 now, carry that into my relationships with others, which caused me, if you will, to lie, to morph myself into being something that the other one wanted, if you will, that was not me. And it stemmed from a very ancient scar of your childhood. And I can guarantee that if all the women and men look back into their childhood and their relationship with parents, there's a particular signature that has been imprinted upon our spirits, where we don't realize it because it becomes habitual, if you will, and it carries on to the behaviors of our relationship, and it causes us to behave in a certain type of way. So, in essence, what I'm really alluding to is if one wants to, and this is through my own experience, have healthy relationships that even extend beyond the intimate, one has to go back to the childhood and look at our relationship between our parents. Were our parents the killer of our dreams and passions? Were our parents, one of the parents leave? Was one of the parents abusive? All of these things, you know, as we grow older, scars don't disappear. They just meld over, but they keep being reopened because we end up meeting that archetypal energy over and over and over again until we get the lesson. So I don't want to run around the block and keep speaking, but what you're talking about is very important in order for us as a collective to have healthy relationships. And we really need to look at these things. Why do we lie? What is the real reason of that? Where does it come from? We need to get to not to the roots, but to the seed of the issue. Thank you, sis. I send you so much love.
Well, thank you. Thanks for calling. Well, I, you know, she brought up an interesting point, and I think a lot of our our behavior patterns towards others do emanate from childhood and our teens. But I kind of have a slightly different take on it in that we as children are, a lot of us, you know, you're fearful. If your parents raised you right, you are afraid of disappointing them. You are afraid of them being angry at you, and you are afraid of them finding out that you did something that they specifically told you not to do. There's a certain sense of shame in it. I'm not saying that those things are bad. I think children should have those things. Those are the kinds of behaviors and attitudes and emotional responses that drive us to develop the character that we need to have as adults. So parents would have to take those feelings that the child has and use them to develop and guide their child. So like I said, it's good for a child to have a healthy fear of its parent and disappointing its parent and doing something that the child knows it's not going to do, should not do, because many instances, especially as an adolescent, that fear will overpower the desire to be accepted by your peers, and it will save your butt. So, you know, I can say, to attest to that myself, my fear of my father getting in my butt was way more than my fear of being teased and taunted by my friends if I did not do what they wanted me to do, which was go into stores and, you know, shoplift for the thrill of it, you know, cut school, do all these kind of things. I'd be sitting there with that little bubble up over my head thinking, okay, I could do that. I could do that. But what would happen? Okay, I'm not there. They're going to call the house. My father's going to answer the phone. And then I'm going to come home, and he's going to say, what did you do in school today? Because he liked to set you up. Oh, tell me about school. So he wouldn't say they called to say you wasn't there. He would set you up first, make you lie. How was school today, kid? All friendly. Oh, yeah, I could just see it now, me lying my head off. And then him saying, stop lying. Now you're going to get it now because blah, 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 blah. But see, he would make you would lie first, and then he would get you. And I see the whole drama of that whole scene and disappointing him and getting my butt spanked and, you know, punishment in my room for a week and all this kind of stuff. It wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth it. So I would leave my friends and go and do what I was supposed to do because I didn't want to go down that path that was going to make me lie to my father. You see what I mean? So it's like parents, if you're aware of what motivates your child and how to use these tools to parent better, you can avoid a lot of this stuff that we're talking about.